Let's have to point out the things that are not to process. One is one of the currencies that are in the bag of currencies. There are nine currencies that are in baskets, like the US dollar, the pound, the rand, the euro, the yuan, the Japanese yen, Australian dollar, and therefore, the yuan is one of the currencies in the bucket. So what you're saying is very simple. Listen. So Zimbabwe is right, they're doing better just like it is there in South Africa. And therefore we are saying how do we improve the trade between two countries? And how can we use the currency of the two countries? So just like the South African one, just like the big fault. That's what is there. So there's nothing new that how can you promote the use of the multiple currency system?
So it's not at all linked to what these newspaper reports are saying, that maybe it's because of the debt forgiveness of 40 million that's why Zimbabwe wants to try and introduce the yuan?
No. I think people are getting it wrong. The yuan has put the basket of currencies in Zimbabwe in the multiple currency system in 2014 by the then acting governor. Nothing there. And all what they are saying, what there is a blend of trade between Zimbabwe and China. And also, there is kind of an investment between the two countries. So we are saying, how basically can we utilize the currency for the trade between the two countries? Becomes a bilateral trade arrangement.
Okay, so you are exploring different measures that you can take. That's all that is happening now.
We are exploring different measures. Promoting the usage of the renminbi in Zimbabwe under a bilateral payment arrangement in line and also within the multiple currency system.